Hello?
Hello, excuse me. Does Mr. Salah live here?
No.
This is the Matab building, isn't it?
Yes, but there isn't anyone named Mr. Salah living here.
Oh, they must have given me the wrong address.
Which unit did they tell you to go to?
Unit 6, Matab building, North Nassim Road. Sadat Abad, Mr. Salah's home. It's his daughter's engagement party today.
We don't have anyone named Salah here. Do we, dear? You've got the wrong address. We haven't got anyone named Salah living here.
I see. But this is the Matab building, right?
Yes, it is. But I know everyone in this building. Why don't you call them, perhaps? Do you have a number?
Yeah, that's a good idea. No one's picking up. They're not picking up. It's probably so crowded there right now that no one's paying attention to their phones. I'm sorry for disturbing you during the weekend.
That's all right.
My husband always says that weekends should be dedicated to family time.
My husband says the same thing.
Really? That's why women always say that all men are the same. I'm really sorry for disturbing your weekend.
That is absolutely all right. There's a corner shop down the road. You can ask the shop owner there. He might be able to help you.
Yes, it's a good thing I didn't tell my driver to leave. Otherwise... I will find it. I won't give up that easily.
Is there another Matab building in this area?
I don't know.
I don't feel good.
Why? What happened?
What do you think happened? He ruined my life, and now he's living happily with his children and wife.
Tell me what happened.
My whole body's shaking.
My mum always says you can't make anyone else shiver unless you shiver yourself. Imagine the state he's in now. He's been shot in the head.
Let's go. I'm worried he might come downstairs.
First of all, he wouldn't dare do such a thing. Second of all, get a grip.
If you're going to be like this, then you shouldn't have started this game in the first place.
Farhanak, let's go. I don't feel good.
Did you come to my place today thinking you could scare me?
Get out of my house.
I'll send you to the afterlife first before I leave.
I told you I'll kill you if you come anywhere near my wife and kids, and I won't think about the consequences. Didn't I tell you that?
Then kill me. Kill me. I'm standing here so you can kill me. That's exactly why I came to your home. You understand? Look, I can return to my family, and this life that you've made for me is 100 times worse than dying. At least be man enough to kill me. Hurry up. And kill me. Kill me already. You said it. So do it. Finish the job. Don't act like you're a man when you're not.
Shut up! Who is it?
What's it to you? Get out of my house!
I bought all the junk you told me to buy.
Didn't you hear what I said? Get out of my house!
Do you want me to call the police, Sahar?
So you're her teacher?
Take your filthy body out of this house.
Sahar doesn't need a teacher.
You're digging your own grave, Sahar.
Yes, I'm digging a grave. But I don't know who'll be lying in it yet.
You better leave. If there's anything to discuss, it should be discussed in your home, not here.
Is she the one you spent all your evenings with?
She was making up for your negligence.
So you've sat down together and discussed how you're going to grab 250 million or Farhad, eh? You still don't know me, Sahar.
Oh, I do know you, Farhad. It's a pity it took a while. And now I want to show you that you don't know me yet.
I haven't got that much money to give you. And even if I did, I still wouldn't have given it to you. You want to know why? Because I'm not a coward and I don't like being blackmailed by women, whether it's one or two.
You're not a coward. Don't give me that. If you weren't a coward, you wouldn't have blasted me with all the things you told me the other day. Things that you deserve to hear yourself.
What goes around, comes around. You deserved what you got.
If I were in your place, I'd pay up and save myself the humiliation.
So all those times you said you loved me, that you'd die for me, it was just so you could get to the stage, huh?
You're the one who made us get to the stage.
So this was why you were with me all that time. You had plans for my money from the beginning, yes? Huh?
What about you? You came after me so that you could throw accusations at me and then go off and live happily with your wife and children?
Well, when you let a stranger come inside the house without letting me know, I lose it. You can't really blame me. I had no idea what I was saying.
Sahar, do not be fooled. He is saying these things to make peace with you now and buy his time, so that he can get rid of you without spending a single dime.
Please don't stick your nose in our business. Get out of our house right now.
You see that? As soon as you mentioned money, you became his partner again, and this place became his house too.
Sahar, tell her to get out of here.
You're the one who needs to get out of my house. Forever. But first you need to tell me when you're going to pay me. Otherwise I'll go straight to your house and put an end to this all.
If that's the way you want it, fine. But rest assured that you won't live in peace with that money.
When will you pay me?
Whenever I have it.
I want it by tomorrow.
Where am I going to get 250 million from? You know what my life is like, Sahar.
Your life has nothing to do with me. It's Shayeste's business. I want my money by tomorrow.
I'll let you know once I have it.
Zaha, don't fall for it. Don't believe that he hasn't got any money. He's trying to trick you because he doesn't want to give you any money. What's wrong? Is he suddenly poor now that he can't give you what he owes you? He's got money. He's got lots and lots of money, Zaha. Didn't he tell you a while ago that he was buying his darling Shay Estate a four-wheel drive? She's been asking him to get it for ages now. You told me yourself. Don't you remember? So pressure him as much as you can until he pays you exactly what you deserve, okay? Do not give him time to think. Otherwise, that animal will find a way not to pay you. If I were in your place, I would get that money from him and I would buy the exact same four-wheel drive with it. And then I'd drive it around in front of him just to teach him a lesson.
Who is it? I'm coming. I'm coming.
Hello?
Can I help you?
I'm looking for the man Arash Kamali.
That's me. Hey, man. You dragged me out of my room just to put a price on me?
I'm your friend's nephew. I'm Hamid Faraman's nephew. They told me that you know where he is.
Go away, man. Go away. Go look somewhere else. How am I supposed to know where Hamid is?
Ah, well, Mr. Mustafa Deneshvar told me that you've just been released from jail. He also said that you know where Uncle Hamid is.
They're beating the drum before anything's even happened. Imagine what they'll do when they see something. Come in. Come in, man. Hey, how did you find Mustafa Deneshvar? Does he still work in that shop on Amin Huzur Road?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Come in. Why are you looking for him?
Is there a problem?
No. Hey, is Mr. Faraman still alive?
Yes, he is.
Hey, you came in with your shoes on.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I saw you were wearing sandals and I thought I'll go and take them off.
No, no, you already walked with them on. Forget it. So he's got nothing to do with inheritance?
No.
So tell me, how come you're looking for him after all these years?
We've actually been looking for him for a long time now. We just don't know why he's hiding himself.
Well, maybe he doesn't want you to see him. You want me to bring you a cup of tea? Who gave me this?
Someone outside. They wanted to get away.
Go on. You know something? I owe Nematullah a lot, man. A lot. He's been really kind to me. I don't want to see him get upset one tiny bit.
You mean Uncle Hamid's condition is so bad that Nematullah will get upset if he sees him?
I don't know. I just said that for no reason. I haven't seen Hamid in a long time.
Mustafa Deneshvar was saying Uncle Hamid's become a drug addict.
Mustafa? Mustafa's dead wrong. Has he even seen Hamid smoke anything?
But you're kind of suggesting the same thing.
No, that's not what I'm saying here. Hamid was mad at everyone. He was really upset, especially because of his aunt. I'm telling you, he was really upset.
Aunt Saraya?
Yeah, Aunt Saraya. He was upset with her the most. And you can't blame him, because Saraya wasn't a good woman. I saw her once. I did. She was really bitter and arrogant. Look, she didn't just have a problem with me. No, she didn't have any respect for anyone.
Why did Uncle Hamid have a problem with Aunt Saraya?
Because she asked for her money at a bad time. She'd given her money to Hamid by force.
Her money?
Yeah, man. She kept insisting and telling Hamid to take the money. She had big plans. She wanted to rip Nematullah off and slowly pull Hamid away from his family and make him live with her. Then one day, all of a sudden, she kept pressuring Hamid to give her money back. Let me get you a pillow so you can put it behind your back.
I don't want to trouble you.
No, it's no trouble at all. Everything has certain rules and regulations. It wasn't that simple. Poor Hamid was really broke at the time when Saraya had asked him for her money. The only thing that came to his mind was to take his wife and kids somewhere and hide. He went to live somewhere uptown. I don't know where it was.
But he didn't stay there. He left that house.
Yeah, I know. He didn't stay there for more than 2 or 3 years. He came back here.
Where? Do you know his address?
First, he went to see his aunt, but this time he came out of there sooner.
Why? Did they have a fight again?
His aunt kept telling him that, "Your brother ripped me off. He's ripped you off. He's ripped everyone off. You have to go and get your money from him." I told you she wasn't a nice woman. She wanted to create a fight between the two brothers. They had a really bad argument then. It was really bad.
How come?
"Listen here," his aunt tells him. "I set fire to Nematullah's house and blamed it on your brother, just so I can get what's mine from Hussein. That's at least what I've heard." After she told him that, Hamid took his wife and kid and they moved out of there again. He went to live in, Dashti Road. He rented a small place there. He then told me he wasn't going to give Aunt Saraya's money back. You want to know why? He said he was keeping it because of the lie she had told about his nephews. What's wrong? Did you know all that?
No, I didn't know that. Please don't tell anyone else.
Nah, man, why should I tell anyone? The whole drama happened 15 years ago. And besides, it's got nothing to do with me. Don't look at me like that. My lips are sealed, I swear they are.
I'm sure they are.
Hamid told me the same thing. He said that if his dad found out, all hell would break loose. He said he'd kill Saraya. Drink your tea.
Okay.
Drink it while I go get you some fruit.
Sorry for causing all the trouble.
It's no trouble at all. Hamid was saying that the money he'd taken from his aunt belonged to Mehdi. Mehdi was his nephew. He really loved him. He said he didn't know it back then. Otherwise, he'd show his aunt a lesson or two. So, yeah. Let me pour you another cup.
No, it's enough. I don't want any more. Thank you so much.
It's okay. You must have enjoyed it. We're sitting around chatting. You can't not drink anything. Let me pour you another cup of tea. You'll love it. You know, ever since you got here, I've been wanting to say something. I keep thinking, oh, God, what was I supposed to ask this young guy?
Thank you very much.
I just remembered what it was. Oh, yeah. What was your name again?
Mehdi.
Mehdi? You're telling me now? I've been saying he loved his nephew all this time. So you're that same Mehdi?
Yes.
Hamid loves you a lot.
Then please give me the address if you've got it. It's really important that I find Hamid soon.
Well, try finding his wife and kid. They need more help than he does right now. Listen, Mehdi, I really owe Nematullah. When I was in jail, he helped my mum out a great deal. He'd give my family some money every 2 or 3 months. My sister would tell me this whenever she came to visit me. I told my sister to buy a dowry for herself so she could get married. And she did just that. May God bless that girl. I'm glad my mother saw my sister get married before she died. Thank God for that.
I really don't know what to do. I've looked everywhere I could think of. I've searched everywhere, but I just can't find them.
Find his daughter's school. If you find his daughter, you'll find his wife as well.
His daughter's school?
That's right. Drink your tea and I'll tell you. I learned this while I was in prison from my fellow inmates. Listen, they'd come to the prison and their wives would go so far as to change homes so they could hide themselves from their husbands. Those scoundrels would then go to their children's school and they'd find their wives through their children. Humans are amazing creatures. You have to admire their ingenuity, don't you? Is it cold?
No, it's really fine. I should get going now, if it's all right with you.
No, wait, Mehdi, I wanted to say something. I want you to keep it a secret between just the two of us. Promise me you won't tell anyone.
I promise.
Here's the thing, Mehdi. I owe Nematolla a great deal. The truth is, back then, when the police raided Hamid's room and they found all of those drugs, I took the blame. I told them the drugs belonged to me. I didn't want them to take Hamid to prison. Listen, he made up for it these past few years. Listen, could you give me a bit of money so I can fix the place up a bit? Listen, my sister's going to be coming here with her husband. It'll be really embarrassing. Look how messy the place is. I promise I'll give it back to you once I go to work.
Hey, didn't you tell me that Uncle Hamid's not an addict?
When did I say that? I said, how on earth do you know Hamid's still on drugs? How do you know he's still an addict? That's what I said. That's what I meant. Look, listen to me, Mehdi. I haven't stooped that low yet to betray my buddy. Look, I told those officers that the drugs belonged to me because Hamid had always been there for me.
So you're saying Nematolla helped your family out each month because you took blame for Hamid's crime?
No, listen, Mehdi. Don't go telling him that now. Nematolla did it out of the kindness of his own heart. That was a secret between me and Hamid. No one else knew about it. Come on, Mehdi.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
Don't.
Hey, Mehdi. I wouldn't go after Hamid if I were you. Seeing Hamid now won't make anyone happy. My mother always said that Nematolla was an angel. Let him believe his child is happy. Please, that he's living somewhere uptown. It's better if he dies this way, wouldn't you say?
No, it's not. I have to find Uncle Hamid, take him back home no matter what it takes.
Listen, Mehdi, the thing is that Hamid had become homeless the last time I saw him. He's used to living this way now. How are you going to take him back?
But weren't you in jail? Weren't you detained? How do you know these things?
A few of my friends came to prison and told me they'd seen him smoking some drugs with a few other people under the bridge. That's why I'm telling you not to go after him, Mehdi. You're young. You can bear it. But I'm worried about the old man who helped my mother and my sister out when I was absent. Hey, Mehdi, if Nemat sees Hamid like this, he'll have a heart attack.
Hello?
Hello.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Ahmad had work to do, so I told him to go. Where were you? Did something happen?
No, I'm not in a good mood.
Why don't you come in?
It's better out here.
Hey, Mehdi, Saeed called today and said Mr. Memarian wants his check back.
To hell with them. Both Memarian and Saeed. Call them and tell them that I won't be giving the checks back until they pay me my compensation.
All right, fine. Why are you losing your temper?
Why am I losing my temper? Didn't I tell you over and over again that this guy doesn't look like the type who will pay me my money? But you kept saying, oh no, he's great, he's great.
Well, I made a mistake.
You made a mistake? It's that simple, yeah? I sold a workshop to two people without getting money from either of them. If anyone hears about it, they'll think that I'm the stupid one.
All right.
Here. See how many times Mr. Farney's called me. Read his text message. Look what he said to me.
Are you going there?
What should I do? Not go?
Honestly, man, you just lose it when you're talking to me. Mr. Farney's the main guy who made us lose money, and now he's acting as though we're the ones who owe him.
What am I supposed to do? If I don't go, he'll take it to court and file a complaint against us.
Who cares? We're not at fault here. What are you afraid of?
Give that to me. Stop daydreaming, Mehran. If that happens, I'll have to run around for another 10 years before I can ever sell my property again.
I'll come with you tomorrow.
I don't want anyone to come with. If you come there, you'll say something and you'll lose it and things will end up worse than before. At least Farney gave us 2 million. What did your buddy do, huh? He was making plans before even paying for it. What did he even bring people from the bank to see the workshop for?
I don't know.
Listen, call Syed and tell him that your brother said that he'll be getting every last penny in compensation from that jerk just so that he can teach him a lesson so he won't ever make a deal on anyone else's property without having the money to pay for it.
Did Mr. Shukri call you?
No, he didn't call. He's not going to wait around and see what we're going to do. There are all these other properties around. He's probably gone and invested his money somewhere else. He's probably bought another property, all right?
Don't worry, man. We'll go see Syed together. He's a smart and clever guy. I'm sure he'll find us a customer within a week, okay? All right?
Hey, do I even know Syed, huh? You're the one who knows Syed. You tell him the contract we made will remain in place until I receive the compensation stated in the contract.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, Siavash?
I'm fine.
Hey, I told Mehdi about the checks. He was really mad.
Oh, come on. You have to grab the checks off of him, Mehran.
I can't just grab them off him. How am I supposed to get them off him, eh?
I'll be in trouble if you don't, Mehran.
I told you this in the beginning, man. These kinds of things aren't problem-free.
Yeah, and I'm the one who has to deal with it.
Siavash, you've got to... Hello? Hello? Oh, come on. What a mess.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Mamarian. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Mr. Mamarian, Mehdi's really mad about what happened. He might call you. Please don't answer your phone if he calls you.
Why is he angry? Did something happen?
No, it's nothing.
What if he bounces my checks?
No, don't worry. I told you nothing happened.
You're the one who got me into this mess. I'd never give out checks to anyone.
Mr. Mamarian, you've got Siavash's checks.
Better give me back my checks, boy, otherwise you'll regret it.
All right, I'll talk to him again. Just please don't answer your phone if he calls you, okay? All right.
Just fix your mess.
Please don't worry. I'll take care of it, all right?
If I lose my credibility with the bank, you can forget about your loan.
Okay.
I'll be waiting.
All right.
Goodbye.
Oh, man.
Mehdi?
Sorry, the sound of the door woke you up, right?
No, I was awake. I was waiting for you. Why don't you come in?
I'll come in soon. Go and get some sleep. Is Aunt Homer home yet?
No, she hasn't come yet. She said she's got surgery tonight. Aren't you going to tell me why you're so upset?
If I tell you, I'll upset you as well. I already feel so humiliated in front of you, you know.
Mehdi.
I should be spending more time with you these days, but either I'm not here, or when I am here, I'm not really with you.
Please don't say that, Mehdi. You're upsetting me more by not telling me about the things that are bothering you.
I'll tell you, but not now. Let me get somewhere with it first, and then I will tell you everything, I promise.
Is it about the workshop?
No. I really want to find Uncle Hamid first, and I want to bring him back home because it might help Granddad get better.
Well, that is great. It will take your mind off the house and the workshop for a while.
Yeah, it's great. But I have a problem with my dad as well now, you see.
What do you mean?
Nothing. My dad wants to find Uncle Hamid with me.
Well, let him.
He can't. I don't know what state Uncle Hamid is in now. My dad's falling apart and nothing's even happened yet.
How come? Have you heard something?
Yeah, I was with Dad when an old friend of Uncle Hamid's told us that Uncle Hamid had lost all the money that he'd received as inheritance from Granddad.
Oh, who cares about that? I thought it was something worse. You shouldn't get upset over money. His health is all that matters. Is that what's upsetting you?
It's just that nothing seems to be working out these days. I mean, I tried selling the workshop twice, but got nothing out of it. I can't even sell a simple workshop.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Mehdi. Stop worrying. Everything will turn out fine. Worrying will only wear you out.
Yes, but how can I not worry?
Yes, you can. Trust in God. Do you remember what I told you when we first wanted to have a baby? I said I wanted to see a doctor and try out methods that would make our first child a boy. Do you remember what you said? You said, no, I want what God has planned for us. You said my knowledge is not more than God, so why would I interfere in his plans? I felt so ashamed of myself that day.
But Paris, the workshop wasn't mine. I shouldn't have been so utterly careless.
You weren't careless. Trust me, we care more about you than we care about the workshop. I am telling you this. God has told us in the Quran that with every difficulty there is relief. You've read that verse to me about 10 times already. If there are no difficulties in life, then life becomes very boring.
Yes, it does.
So if you know that already, why do you keep bothering yourself with it?
When I saw how Granddad had become so tired and worn out 2 days ago, I felt so upset. I kept telling myself, Mehdi, where were you? Why didn't you think of them sooner? Why didn't you?
There you go, then. There was a reason why things didn't work out for you at the workshop. All these things took place so we could come here and see how lonely these people really are. Now imagine the workshop was still moving full speed ahead and we still had our house. We'd be living our lives as usual without being aware of anything. We'd buy a house, a car, we'd go on vacations, and then we'd suddenly hear about you losing your grandfather. It would be much worse that way. I believe you can find a lot of good points if you look positively at every difficult situation.
But the thing is, I've started something now that might not end well.
What do you mean?
I mean, I might not be able to find Uncle Hamid. Or if I do find him,
Mehdi, stop the ifs and buts. Your responsibility is to help your grandparents, so do it. And don't worry about anything else. It's like you always say, you shouldn't interfere in God's plans. Have you been praying?
Yeah. I went to the mosque before I came here.
Let us go inside and have a cup of tea then. We haven't chatted in a long time. Get up.
There's this one as well.
Come in.
Hello.
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 Thank you very much.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all. Thank you. Excuse me now.
How are you? Why so glum?
Shaquille just called and said the guy sent our things over.
What for?
What for? The guy was at his throat for 2 weeks. He said we can't keep our things there anymore. I warned you about this, didn't I? It'll probably reach Bandar Abbas in 2 days, and then we've got to bring it to Tehran. God knows where we're going to put them.
Keep them in the port for a few days.
We can't leave them there. I already told you. It's a small town. It's filled with spies and crooks. And you waited too long, and now we're in trouble.
What should we do now?
You're asking me? I kept telling you to get your money back from Faramand and rent that place in Shahryar, but you wouldn't listen.
I told him. He says he hasn't got any money at the moment.
Look, Farad, you invested everything you have in this load. You'll be left with nothing if the authorities come and seize the stock. We'll both be in trouble, so you better think of something.
Send it to Adib's garage.
That place has only just been reopened. I've heard Adib's been given a hefty fine. He's too scared to do anything. I doubt he'll accept. And besides, that place is being watched by the authorities.
We haven't got a choice. There's nowhere else.
How about you bring them here?
No, Jalal. Don't you dare even think about it.
It's not a bad idea, you know. Send everyone on leave for a while. I'll bring the goods over and we'll put them in one of those rooms.
Give me a break, Jalal. What excuse can I use to send them on leave?
If you tell them you'll pay them their salary, they won't ask any questions.
Not Jalili, or anyone else likes me here, and they all know about our work. If they find out anything, then those guys will certainly try to blackmail me. Just send it to Adib's garage.
That's not a good idea. It'll be like putting meat in front of a cat.
If only that stupid Faramand guy would let us put our shipment in his property for a month, all our problems would be solved.
Have you asked him?
Yes, but there's no way he'd agree. I wish I could show him a thing or two after what he did to me. He's taken 200 million from me and is probably sitting somewhere laughing. I made a mistake by writing a handwritten contract. If I had gone to a real estate agent, I'd been making his life a living hell. I wouldn't give consent to him to sell his property. I'd hold him up and show him who's boss.
Well, he would then bounce your checks and get you an arrest warrant.
That's fine. I'd hide myself from him for a while, and he wouldn't be able to get any money or sell his property.
It doesn't matter if it's a handwritten contract. A contract is a contract.
Handwritten contracts don't have reference numbers, and they aren't registered. He can go to any real estate or notary office he wants and sell his property without me finding out about it.
If you're really that upset with him, there is a way you can hurt him. Stop pestering him, and let him sell his property. Just make sure you don't give him back that handwritten contract. Once you're sure he sold the property, go sue him with a contract you have. Say he'd signed a contract with you and you've given him 200 million, and now he sold it to someone else. Selling a buyer's property to someone else is fraud.
I can't do that. I need my 200 million now. I need to get it back from him. And once I get it back, that means I've given him consent to sell his property again.
Yeah, you're right. You can't really do anything about it. It's not worth getting yourself in trouble just to teach Faramand a lesson. Get your money back from him so we can rent the storeroom in Shahryar. The real estate agent called yesterday and said someone else is interested. So you want to send the goods over to Adib once they get here?
Didn't you say it'll take 2 days for the shipment to reach Bandar Abbas?
That's right.
Okay, then. Faramand might give us the money in the next couple of days, and then we can rent that place in Shahryar.
All right, then. You need anything?
No.
There is one way.
What?
To teach Faramand a lesson.
I thought you'd come up with something for the goods.
Make him deposit the money into your account.
What for? Huh?
Don't accept any checks or anything from him. That way, you won't have to give him a receipt. Give him your account number. Tell him to deposit the money into your account. Don't give him written evidence.
The bank will give him a receipt once he's deposited money into my account, and bank receipts are considered evidence.
But then you can claim he deposited the money without informing you. You see how well my brain works? That's the only way you can hurt Faramand, Farad. Do you hear? Goodbye.
همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم خصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترا نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی